Weaver.
And I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Schroep. The low-profile moderate Masoud Pezeshkian has won Iran's runoff presidential vote. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
Analysts say Pezeshkian's win might result in a more pragmatic foreign policy for Iran, ease tensions over now-stalled talks with major powers to revive a 2015 nuclear deal, and improve prospects for social liberalization and political pluralism. However, some voters tell Reuters they're skeptical about Pezeshkian's ability to fulfill campaign promises, as he's publicly said before he doesn't intend to confront Iran's power elite of clerics and security hawks.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. President Joe Biden used a primetime interview to try to dismiss questions about his age as he works to salvage his re-election campaign. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
As some Democrats continue floating the idea of replacing President Biden on the presidential ticket, the commander-in-chief is determined to show he is fit to lead for another 4 years. But the president's exclusive interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos may not have swayed those who think he needs to step aside and that he can't beat Donald Trump.
I'm the most qualified person to beat him. I know how to get things done.
Even when it was suggested leading Democrats are trying to gently push him out, Biden says there's only one voice that could persuade him.
If the Lord Almighty comes out and tells me that, I might do that.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russian strikes have left over 100,000 households without power in northern Ukraine and cut off the water supply to the regional capital of Sumy. Civilian casualties rose sharply in the country's east, where Russian shelling killed 11 civilians overnight. The northern Sumy region was plunged into darkness after Russian attacks late on Friday. Hours later, a drone strike interrupted water supplies to the provincial capital of Sumy. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at